This is Ursula Haley doing an interview on Vernon Haley. Do I have your permission to record this?
You may.
Okay, I'm doing an interview on the 50s and the 60s, so feel free to elaborate on whatever topic you'd like to.
I'm hoping this is a question and answer type thing.
Okay, in the beginning of the 50s, the Korean War began. Do you recall this?
Yes, I certainly do. I was a paper boy at that time, and I read quite a bit on the headlines that would come out. I also had a brother-in-law and a brother who were in the military at that time. And it was some bad times going on at the Korean conflict.
Can you elaborate on the bad times?
Well, the bad times, I thought, was as a young boy, 10 when it started, 11 years old, that initially the American forces took a severe beating in Korea, especially when the North Koreans came in and pushed them right to Busan. But in September, probably one of the best generals this country has ever known militarily, MacArthur, landed in Incheon on an invasion that most people thought was totally impossible. At that time, he then pursued the North Koreans and pushed them back to the Yalu River. And the American forces were on the way to having a significant victory. Basically, at that time, old MacArthur's egotism got him in trouble with the President of the United States, who happened to be Harry S. Truman. And Truman, at that time, fired him and put Matthew B. Ridgway in. At the same time, the Chinese decided, backed by the Russian emperor, came across the Yalu River and attacked the American forces. And then it became just a rock and roll fight back and forth.
What was happening in the U.S. during this?
In the U.S. at that time, I thought the American people were backing. From my standpoint, again, I was only 13 when this war ended. My family backed it. At that time, my brother-in-law was in Korea. My brother was in the Navy. And we were very pro-American and felt that we should go over and kick their butts. Again, it became a political war. I thought we were not allowed to cross the Yalu River at any time to go after the Chinese or any of their planes. And it just became a stalemate where a tremendous amount of people lost their lives. But at that time, it was the first time that communist aggression had been met and stopped. And 40 years later, if you look at this, you can see that it must have worked because the North Koreans are the only communist party nation living under communist tyranny as we know it from this time. And the South Korean nation, who we helped, is one of the most progressive and economic mights in the world today. So I think that what we did was probably right at that time.
A little bit after the Korean War started, the first hydrogen bomb exploded. What was the reaction of America to that?
I didn't follow it that well. I knew that basically the Russians and so forth were developing the same type of defense mechanism or whatever you want to call it at that time to be the most powerful nation in the world. And I believe at that time we felt that we had to keep up with them to make sure that their tyranny and so forth did not proceed to go any further than where they were at. And being as we were probably the only, we were the only nation to drop an atomic bomb, it just escalated and escalated between the two nations until it became what it was in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and so forth. I don't believe there was that bad of a vibes going on in the United States about it. I think it was considered this is what we have to do to maintain the strength that we had shown from World War II and Korea.
Around this time, TV had come out. Did you have a TV?
We were one of the first people in our block to buy a TV. My father was a steel worker, and he went out and bought one in 1949. We watch TV. TV back in those days compared to these days, I think, are totally different, relevant. You have more variety shows on TV.
Back then?
Yes, you had. Used to be able to watch Red Skelton, Bob Hope, Jackie Gleason in the late 50s, Milton Berle, early 50s. Television wasn't as it is today. I don't think the violence that you're seeing on TV today was prevalent in the older days.
Did they televise war events?
War events that you seen on TV back in 1950 during the Korean conflict were seen later. They weren't as, how could I say this, explicit as they were during the Vietnam conflict. The news was totally a little bit different and shown. The violence didn't show in the screen then as it did now. Basically, when you went to the movies, you could see movie tone. Most of the information that I obtained was through reading articles in the newspapers, magazines.
But how did you feel to have it right there in your own house?
It did not bother me at all because I knew that the war was going on and it was a realistical thing. And we had received letters from people that we knew were there. And this was something that we knew was going on. And I don't think it had any impact in my life as far as making me a different individual than I am today, other than that I'm very pro-American.
Okay, locally, I believe you said your father worked at steel plants.
My father was worked in the steel mill.
There were a lot of strikes and unions going on at that time. How did they affect you, and what all was going on with that?
Well, as a child, my father and them would go on a strike. Today, people go on strike and they can still draw money for it. They have money in their union where the union will pay them. Back in them days when people went on strike, there was no pay. The unions at that time, I remember going up to the union hall and they'd give you about a $5 bag of food. Were unions necessary at that time? I definitely think they were because my father, being a blue-collar worker, his salary was not as great as a lot of people thought they were steel workers in them days, even though they were very well paid. The work that they did in those mills were tough, hard. The safety and the environmental issues were not even present in these days. A lot of people got hurt. A lot of people had to inhale a lot of bad stuff. I see this more today because over the last 30 years, that's the type of work that I've been working in. And basically, my dad made a living and took care of his family. And the unions tried to bring them up to the wage scales that they thought they should be getting. But when they went on strike, it was tough. But I do remember in 1959, which was the last big strike the steel workers had. And my dad at that time said that they would not strike, and if they did, they'd be out for probably a week or so. They went out on strike in June and did not go back to work till December. It was almost a six-month strike. At that time, he did not draw any money. I, at that time, happened to be about 19 and was working in another steel mill, but didn't go on strike. And at that time, all my money went to pay for food and any bills that my family had.
Was this a common thing? Most families had to do this?
I think back in those days, families were family. They thought of their family, they took care of their family, they helped their families. I still think this goes on. But you pulled together and worked together.
Did families help other families?
Yes, they certainly did. In the neighborhood that I grew up raised in.
Did the union workers accomplish what they were striking for?
The union workers accomplished what they were looking for at that time. And if you look at history today, I think the union workers and management both gave too much and took too much. And today, that's why the steel industry in this country is not as strong as it used to be, because there was too much giving and too much taking. But the union cannot be blamed for all the problems that we have today, as management made some poor decisions back in the late 50s, whether it be steel workers, automotive workers, or whatever. Too much money was being earned by people, and not enough money was being put back into the industry to keep up with new things that were coming along around the world, like in Europe, Japan, and other countries who are now a world power. A lot of money was put in pockets, a lot of people were made wealthy, and the industry itself suffered because of that.
Okay, around this time, Elvis Presley was coming to be a star. What did you think of him?
When Elvis Presley first came out, I didn't think he could sing worth a lick. That was in the mid-50s. What probably made him good was the Jordanaires and a lot of body movement that had never been seen before. But as a singer, I thought he had a very poor voice.
Were you a fan of his?
Yes, I was. I enjoyed the music, because I've always enjoyed music of all kinds. But I did not think that Elvis Presley was one of the greatest singers that came along. I think later in his life, he became a better singer. But in his initial debut, it was a gimmick of moving gyrations, or whatever you want to call it, that he was doing. And this did not bother me, if that's what people wanted. I just like music.
Describe the kind of reactions that people had to him.
Probably the same kind of reactions that people have today to kids screaming, yelling, hollering. Was I one of these? No. I just listened to music. Overreactions to his gyrations and so forth. Especially the girls in them days, just like they do today.
Did it change their way of life? Their morals?
If they did, it didn't happen in my neighborhood. I think the larger cities, maybe New York, Los Angeles, or whatever you want to call it, the bigger cities, we just like to go out and dance. Morals, I did not. But the people that I grew up with and went with, I didn't see anything change morally or immorally. They were still the same type of people who just enjoyed music and the time. This is not to say that it didn't happen in other parts of the country.
Around this time also, James Dean was becoming a star and starred in Rebel Without a Cause. What kind of impact did that movie have on you, as it did reflect what was going on in the country?
Never being a rebel, it didn't have much of an impact on me at all. I never could understand why James Dean became such a big major star. He only made three movies in his whole life. And the most famous...
But the person that he...
Portrayed?
Yes.
Well, at that time, again, that movie was filmed in the California area, which was the hip area and everything else. California, I always have thought, is a different world. I'm sure it's part of the United States, my own opinion. When I grew up in the city of Baltimore was a different city than New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, or Philadelphia. Yes, we had the hip guys, and we had the non-hip guys, and we had the nerds, just like any other group. But James Dean, to me, did not have any impact at all in my life.